What progress really looks like after 60. At this stage, it's important to talk about progress because many adults quietly misunderstand what progress should look like. For years, we're taught to measure progress by speed, how quickly we improve, how fast we move from one piece to the next, how soon we can play without mistakes. But after 60, progress often looks different. And that is not a problem. It is simply a change in perspective. Progress is not about racing forward. It is about feeling more comfortable each time you sit at the piano. Sometimes progress means your hands feel a little more familiar on the keys. Sometimes it means you don't panic when you make a mistake. Sometimes it means you remember a section more easily than last week. These are real improvements, even if they don't feel dramatic. Many adults expect progress to feel obvious and constant. When it doesn't, they assume something is wrong. But progress after 60 is often quiet. It shows up as confidence rather than speed, as calm rather than perfection, as enjoyment rather than pressure. You may notice that a piece you struggled with last month now feels less intimidating, even if it's not perfect. That is progress. You may notice that you can start playing without needing to warm up mentally for 10 minutes. That is progress. You may notice that you no longer stop completely when you make a mistake. That is progress too. This kind of progress is not flashy, but it is meaningful and it lasts. Another important shift is understanding that progress is not always visible from one day to the next. Some days will feel easier. Some days will feel heavier. That does not mean you are moving backward. Learning at this stage happens in layers. The mind absorbs more than it shows, and improvements often appear suddenly after a period that felt slow. This is why patience matters more than effort. If you measure yourself by how you feel at the piano, how relaxed you are, how willing you are to sit down again tomorrow, you will notice steady improvement over time. If instead you measure yourself by mistakes or speed, frustration will creep in. So let's redefine progress together. Progress is sitting at the piano without dread. Progress is playing through a piece without stopping, even with imperfections. Progress is enjoying the sound you create, even when it's simple. And perhaps most importantly, progress is wanting to return. If you are still coming back to the piano, still curious, still engaged, still listening, then you are moving forward. In the next chapter, we'll talk about comparison and why letting go of it may be the most freeing step you can take in your piano journey.